Bathing a newborn can feel overwhelming at first. Babies are tiny, delicate, and often wiggly, and new parents sometimes wonder if they are doing things correctly. The good news is that baby bathing does not have to be complicated. With the right products, gentle techniques, and a calm routine, parents can keep their baby clean, healthy, and comfortable every day. This guide explains everything you need to know about baby bathing and hygiene, how often to bathe your baby, what essentials you need, how to set up a safe bath routine, and the hygiene practices to follow between baths. Whether you're a first-time parent or looking to refresh your knowledge, this article provides clear, reassuring guidance you can trust. 1. How often should you bathe a baby? Newborns do not need daily baths. In fact, bathing too frequently can dry out their sensitive skin. Most pediatric experts recommend 2 to 3 baths per week for newborns. Daily gentle cleaning of the face, neck, and diaper area. Sponge baths until the umbilical cord stump falls off. As babies grow and become more active, parents can increase the frequency if needed. What matters most is maintaining a gentle routine that protects their delicate skin. 2. Preparing for bath time. Before placing your baby in the bath, preparation is key. Babies can get cold quickly, and everything should be within reach so you never have to take your hands off them. Essential items include a baby bathtub or basin, warm water at a safe temperature, a soft washcloth, mild baby wash or shampoo, a soft hooded towel, clean clothing and a fresh diaper. The water should feel warm, not hot. A safe temperature range is around 37 degrees Celsius. Parents can use their wrist or a bath thermometer for accuracy. 3. The step-by-step bath routine. Step 1. Start with a sponge bath, for newborns. For the first days or weeks, sponge baths help keep the baby clean without soaking the umbilical cord. Use a warm, damp washcloth to gently clean the face, neck folds, hands and feet, diaper area. Always pat dry gently. Step 2, move to tub baths, after the umbilical cord heals. Fill the baby tub with a small amount of warm water. Support the baby's head and back with one hand, and wash using the other. Clean from top to bottom. Face first, without soap. Body with mild baby wash. Hair last with gentle baby shampoo. Rinse carefully, ensuring no water gets into the baby's eyes or ears. Step 3, drying and post-bath care. After the bath, wrap your baby immediately in a soft hooded towel. Gently pat their skin dry, especially in folds such as neck, arms and legs creases, diaper area. This prevents irritation and moisture buildup. Apply a mild baby lotion if needed and dress your baby in clean, comfortable clothes. 4. Baby skin care essentials. Baby skin is naturally soft but also sensitive. Choosing gentle products is essential to avoid irritation. Mild, fragrance-free baby wash. Look for formulas free from harsh chemicals, dyes, and artificial fragrances. Baby shampoo. Tear-free formulas ensure a comfortable experience for the baby. Baby lotion. Some babies need daily moisturizing, others need less. Apply only if the skin looks dry. Baby oil. Useful for keeping the scalp moisturized or preventing dryness. Diaper cream. Essential for preventing and soothing redness or irritation. 5. Hair, nails, and daily grooming. Hygiene is more than bathing. Babies need gentle attention every day. Hair care. Babies don't need daily shampooing. 2 or 3 times a week is enough to keep the scalp clean. Nail care. Baby nails grow surprisingly fast. Using baby nail scissors or a nail file helps prevent scratching. Ear, nose, and eye care. Never insert cotton swabs inside the baby's ears or nose. Instead, wipe the outside of the ear only. Use a soft cloth to clean around the eyes. A nasal aspirator can help remove mucus if necessary. 6. Diaper hygiene. Proper diaper hygiene avoids irritation and discomfort. Tips include: change diapers frequently. Clean well with water or gentle wipes. Allow the skin to air dry before putting a new diaper. Use diaper cream if redness appears. Good diaper care keeps the baby comfortable and prevents rashes. 7. Bath time safety rules. Safety must always come first. Important guidelines. Never leave the baby unattended. Keep everything within arm's reach. Use a non-slip baby tub. Check water temperature every time. Always support the baby's head and neck. Baths should be gentle, slow, and calm, not rushed. 8. Creating a calming bath routine. Many parents use bath time as part of their nighttime routine. A warm bath can help the baby relax, preparing them for sleep. Creating a calm environment, low lights, soft voices, warm room, helps the baby feel secure. Over time, bath time becomes a soothing ritual that supports bonding, comfort, and emotional development.